On the program, we have PenFed's very own Stephen Simpson talking about their nationwide survey on consumer behaviors and opinions related to savings. So check it out. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have Mr. Stephen Simpson from PenFed. How are you, Stephen?
I'm doing well, Mike. Thanks for having us.
Good, good. And before we got going with the recording, you mentioned it's Bow Tie Fridays there at PenFed, hence the bow tie you're sporting today.
Well, you know, some people do casual Friday, and not all of us at PenFed, but a group of us, would thought it'd be nice to go the other direction. Plus, if you're not mechanical, and I'm not, it's not a bad idea to tie a bow tie every now and then, just so you can remember how.
Exactly. I would be lost, believe me. I can do okay with a regular tie, but a bow tie, forget about it. But it looks good. It looks good. I mean, maybe every day should be Bow Tie Friday at PenFed, or wherever for that matter. So I think we might implement that here at CU Broadcast too. So very cool stuff, Stephen. Very cool stuff. Hey, we're talking about what we're going to talk about here today on the program here is a nationwide survey on consumer behaviors and opinions related to savings. And this is something that desperately needs to be addressed in our country. I know a lot of people talk about savings, but nobody's really saving. And it's a really scary thing right now. And so just to kick things off here, can you give us a quick overview of the survey? And you kind of conducted the survey with a partner called McLaughlin Partners, and they conducted it with you guys?
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. You have to from time to time, see how you're doing, and the only way you're really going to be able to do that is to use an independent third party like McLaughlin.
Mm-hmm.
And we found some things that were surprising, some that not so surprising, but most Americans do want to save more and are trying to save more and plan to save more this year.
Mm-hmm.
The interesting thing is the majority of Americans are not confident about it, but they are very confident about this year and going to trying to save more. The downside of that we found that it's striking, but the average American has less than $5,000 in a savings account.
Wow.
So, there. One not surprising things is those that use technology like we have at PenFed, online banking, digital, and everything else, do much better saving, because once you do that, it's almost what an old pilot called autopilot. Then you don't miss the money. It
exactly.
Just goes in there, and it's something like what I call a self-imposed tax. But you know, you get to access it when you need it. The last thing that I'll mention as far as overall is that we found that asking the average American, if you had a $5,000 windfall, what would you do with it? Are you going to buy a new set of golf clubs, take a vacation? But the number one answer to that is I'm going to pay down debt, pay off credit card, and save more. So that's a good sign.
That is definitely a good sign. Good sign indeed. And it's you know, and this survey was based on not only just saving, but consumer behaviors and opinions related to savings. And were there any other findings that you found interesting, or anything really surprise you? Anything stand out and surprise you guys in this survey?
Well, the most surprising thing is that millennials are more optimistic than some of us who are a little older. But, you know, Americans in general want to save more, and they're optimistic about this year. So there's a lot of stuff going on there that can give us all concern. But to know that Americans are very optimistic about our financial future is very rewarding.
Yeah, the economy seems to be on the right track right now, and you know, even the latest job report now it's the unemployment's the lowest it's been since we can't remember when. But so things seem to be hitting on all cylinders right now, and that kind of sends the message that you know what, maybe this is a really good time to save and not spend so much. So did you find that as well when
exactly.
Times are good, hey, you know what, let's ramp up the saving. If we're going to be spending a little bit more, hey, why not ramp up the saving a little bit more as well?
Yeah, for sure. And one of the things that we wanted to do is focus on our core the military, national security, military community, and those who support them. We started this during our Military Saves Week, or in preparation for that.
That's right.
We do that every year, and we do it through the through our branch network. And it's an opportunity to help people with the systematic savings, because if you do it systematically, again, it works quite well. So focusing on our core, but at the same time, one of the things that I enjoy doing is volunteering for good causes. We've got our own foundation, the PenFed Foundation, and the credit union pays the overhead. So, you know, whatever, you know, we're able to raise goes to help service members, particularly those who are in real need. But at the same time we're talking about savings, we've got some service members that get into situations where they end up with a payday lender.
Yeah.
So we've got ways to help them get out, you know, get out of that. But ultimately, at the end of the day, through the survey, our overarching number one goal is to provide the best in class customer experience.
Indeed.
Because not only are there other credit unions out there, there are 12,000 I take care of you, then you can go somewhere else. So we want to make sure we do that. And the survey also helped us identify, you know, what are we doing well, or what are financial services companies doing well? Mm-hmm. What are they doing not so well, and what can we improve on? Mm-hmm. So, you know, not surprising, we found that more and more people are going digital or online. And that's not just for the millennials.
Oh, yeah, so that's everybody.
Yeah, and you have to, you know, some things are going to stay the same, but many things change. And I mean, just in this digital world, and my kids don't understand why I have to have an alarm clock if I got have an iPhone, all of those kinds of things.
Right.
You know, if you call your kids and leave them a voicemail these days, they're not gonna answer or call you back. They're gonna send you a text.
They're gonna text.
Sup, Dad.
Yeah, and we're the same way. We're the same way in our family. We're either texting or even FaceTiming now. Rarely do we make a regular phone call. It's either the video FaceTime or a text. That's what happens in our family, and I think that's probably what's happening around the rest of the country as well.
Right, right.
So that's the changes that are happening. So, I mean, I have all my notes right here. And some of the things that you guys found out in that survey: adults without a college education are more vulnerable than college graduates. So I guess it pays to go to college, pardon the pun. And adults over 44 feel more financially insecure than younger adults, something that you just alluded to about the millennials. Like, oh my gosh, are you kidding? I always thought it would be the other way around. But maybe since they're so young, they're still optimistic. As opposed to the few of us who've been through the ringer a couple of times.
Yeah, exactly. But those of us who are over 44 are closer to that retirement.
Yep.
And fully understand what we might need.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, again, I'm very bullish on America and bullish on our young people, even if I may not always agree with them. But it's just sitting around talking to them and using this as an opportunity at PenFed to help educate people, young and old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are all sorts of empirical studies that show that you're better off if you start saving and investing early, but it's never too late to start.
Exactly.
And, you know, one of the many great things about America is our healthcare system. Forget the politics of how you
right.
pay for it, but we've got the best healthcare system in the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great, but the downside of that, if there is one, that we live longer. And for baby boomers, the biggest fear is that we will outlive our resources.
I've heard that.
So
yeah.
That's another reason that it's very, very important to start saving early. And we'll talk about financial planning at some point. But even things like working with a financial planner for the best options for Social Security.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, there's no, you know, some people want to turn everything over to an investment advisor. Some people want to do it all themselves, but some want to reach out and get some help somewhere in between.
Indeed. Well, that leads me to one of your other findings was that, let's see here, financial security is highest among adults who have a personal financial advisor. And that kind of just kind of echoes your point right there.
Exactly. I'm a certified financial planner, and with the P in planning, the P being for planning, you won't be surprised that I think you need to start with a financial plan.
Yep.
But there have been other surveys that always seem to come to the same conclusion. Mm-hmm. Because if you've got someone to walk you through it, just like you, my view, you need an accountant or someone that can help you with that,
mm-hmm.
an estate planning attorney. But having a financial planner to start from the very beginning, I like to say one of the things I really enjoy doing as a volunteer is coaching young people with financial literacy. And I have this, try to engage with the crowd, and I ask them, they'll say, what's the best way to accumulate wealth? I said, well, you can inherit it. they respond, or you can win the lottery.
Yeah.
And then I say, but the third one is that you spend less than you earn. You spend less than you earn, and the crowd will go, oh. But that's important to learn at an early age, but it's also just as important as you plan and continue your financial journey.
Mm-hmm.
Because, the first thing one needs to do is make sure you've got a 3 to 6 months emergency mm-hmm. fund. What happens if, you need to repair the roof or your car breaks or whatever. So you start with that, and the old adage is, you plan your work and you work your plan.
Yep.
You continue that throughout life, even when it becomes much more complex.
Indeed. But Stephen, spending less than you earn is so boring. You know, it's winning the lottery is exciting, and inheriting a whole bunch of money is so exciting. So you're going to have that whole side of the argument. But the other thing that you talked about at the top of our conversation was that adults who have automatic savings are more financially confident than adults who have a banking app or no banking technology. So, I mean, so it's kind of like that set it and forget it thing, kind of like whenever you get paid, pay yourself first, like 10% or something of whatever you're bringing in.
Exactly. When I was growing up cutting grass and doing all these other things, and my grandmother would pay me, that's the first thing she taught me. She said, son, when you've got an income, pay yourself first.
Yep.
And you pay yourself first with that setting aside. And if you do that early, then it becomes a very good habit, and it's second nature.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even when you enter the workforce, now I've got an apartment, I've got income, I get a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Well, don't go out and blow everything on the raise.
Exactly.
One party for your friends.
Exactly.
That part of that aside, those who have a 401k can do everything that they can to get to at least a point where you maximize the match from the company.
Yep.
Because if there's a company match of, say, 4%, and you're not getting that match, then you're leaving money on the table.
Indeed.
And that's not many times, but I call that free money.
Oh, I do too, yeah. Yeah, when you can find a company that'll match, oh my gosh. Oh my, that's big. That's really big these days. So how do you see this information helping credit unions kind of nationwide, helping consumers save? How do you see it kind of looking at the big picture here, the 64,000 foot level here? How do you see it helping credit unions nationwide here with members? This is some good information here.
So, as I said before, we've got about 12,000 competitors out there besides credit unions.
Oh, yeah.
So we credit unions are in a unique situation where we don't have a board of directors to pay for federal credit unions. We don't have to return a dividend on the stocks or whatever. So we can provide everything that you can get at even a money center bank or a trust company
mm-hmm.
At lower rates. I never have ever tried to compete on price, because I think if you do that, somebody always beats you by 25 basis points.
Yeah.
But if you can provide that first class. In our case, at PenFed, we strive for best in class.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're going to want to do business with us. And that's just the way I am. I mean, I would hope a pretty good ambassador. I've only been with PenFed as a team member a little over 2 years, but I've been a member of PenFed for over 30 years.
Wow!
And PenFed has always been there when I needed them. They took care of me, and hopefully in some way I can help some of the younger members, particularly our service members, mm-hmm. get started on the right foot.
Yep, yep. And another thing that I just thought of off the top of my head is kind of making a game out of savings. Like we're all so competitive. So why not make a game out of it and see how much can you save this month, or how much can you save this week, or something like that? Kind of make a game, or gosh, can I save more next month than I did this month? And just kind of like challenge yourself and make a game out of it. And that's kind of the fun thing. It's like, oh my gosh, I exceeded my savings by 10% this month compared to the last month, or something like that. So that's another aspect of kind of enhancing the savings plan.
It certainly is, and that goes back to those who work with a financial planner not only do well in the long run, but they have greater savings, they have greater deposits.
Yep.
But because working with that financial planner, you have you know exactly what you're doing, and whether it's a little game that you do yourself, and I like that idea, but set a goal. I'm going to increase my saving by 10%.
Yep.
Over the next 3 months or 6 months or whatever, because it's amazing how much money, when you make savings a requirement in your life,
mm-hmm.
how much difference it can make. And you know, Albert Einstein said that the even more impressive than the theory of relativity is the power of compounding
interest. Compound interest. Yep, I took the words right out of my mouth, Stephen.
Yeah, it is so cool to use the vernacular of the millennium.
Yep.
It works.
Yeah. Indeed. And Dan, and like you said, the sooner you get started, the better, but it's never too late. So very good stuff. To wrap up here, Stephen, where can folks find, see all the details of the survey? Because there's some really good information in here.
It's really neat stuff, and it's a website that we normally charge people for. I'm teasing. It's PenFed.org.
Okay.
Easy to remember, the greatest credit union in the country, PenFed.org. But also from that, you can get a link to our foundation.
Oh, okay.
That you don't have to be a member of PenFed. We help those who really need that. We also have fiduciary services through a credit union-owned trust company. You can get a link there to that. And then we have our own PenFed Wealth group through Coosa Financial Services, and you can get that link there. And uh-huh. That's penfed.org.
Got it. We will put that stuff in the show notes, sir. Stephen, thank you so much for this information. Been a pleasure chatting with you, and look forward to doing it again real soon.
Same here. Thanks so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.